The Institute for Fiscal Studies estimates an independent Scotland would have to cut spending or raise taxes by 1.9% of national income to bring debt down over the long term. That's more than double the figure for the UK as a whole. The Scottish Government's answer is to increase the tax take by encouraging younger people to live and work in Scotland. A First Minister's questions that was ridiculed by Scottish Labour leader Joanne Lamont.
We'll all just get younger under independence. £300,000 worth of oil of olay for each man, woman and child. Because, of course, the IFS says that even in their most optimistic of forecasts, income tax would have to go up by 8p or VAT rise to 27% to fill the fiscal black hole.
Alex Salmond opted to play it straight, insisting it was possible to grow Scotland's working age population.
How would we do that? Perhaps we could do it by allowing young Scots who want to work in this country to have the opportunity to stay in Scotland. What the IFS does tell us, if we remain trapped in the policies governed from Westminster, then we've got a very poor prospect indeed for Scotland. If we grow the economy, put the investment in, then we have a bright and certain future.
But Ms Lamont accused the First Minister of cooking the books to support his case.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are convicted Enron executives across the United States at this moment planning appeals saying, I know we fiddled the figures, but Alex Salmond has taken it to a whole new level.
For Mr Salmond, only independence would let Scotland prosper.
What happens over the next 50 years will depend on the policies pursued in this country, and that in turn will depend as to whether we've got control of the policies pursued in the country.
Scots Tory leader Ruth Davidson found the First Minister's argument threadbare, claiming he was deaf to the warnings of eminent economists.
All alone is the First Minister, sticking his fingers in his ears, making fag packet promises, and with an economic plan with more holes in it than Rabsy Nesbitt's string vest. All of the independent experts, all of them saying one thing, Alex Salmond saying another. So let me ask him, why should voters close their eyes, cross their fingers and take a punt on the First Minister's far-fetched claims?
But Mr Salmond said the IFS report reflected Scotland's poor prospects within the UK. He insisted there was another way.
I agree, if we stay with the United Kingdom, then I've no doubt the future is dismal for Scotland. But there is an alternative, and that alternative is to believe in the resources and the ability of the people of this country, invest in that future and grow the economy.
On Tuesday, the Scottish Government publishes the Independence White Paper, setting out its plans for a Scottish state. Arguments over the state of Scotland's balance sheet will be just as crucial in the debate that follows.